Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, on Wednesday's programme, we were asking listeners about DIY talents. And after hearing what's out there, we thought we better get an expert in. Joining me now is a woman. Yes, a woman who happens to be a carpenter and a bloody good one. Julia Miller Osborne has been all over the world and even Virgin Media's salvage squad and joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Hi. Great to have you on the show. Thanks. I'm a little bit starstruck because I would love to be able to do what you do. And that's what I want to talk about. You used to be a scientist. Is that right?
No, I wanted to be a scientist.
Okay.
I went to uni to try and do it and it was just too much, to be honest.
It was too hard.
Well, it wasn't that. They'd made uni free for us then in those days, but they didn't make food or rent free. So that was tricky. So working that quantity to live that life and then studying, it just was too much, so I left.
Okay. How did you get into carpentry?
Well, many years ago in London, I bought an apartment with an ex-boyfriend who had very precious hands. Mm-hmm. I know, I was working with Downs and autistic kids, so I did a course in carpentry and basically qualified whilst I was doing up that house, and just loved it so much I kept doing it. I literally, the best job I ever did.
Really?
Yeah, it was amazing and is still currently.
As a kid, did you have tendencies like we always, did you like doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I was always building something or taking something apart. We were always fixing yokes and picking bits of wood out of something, skip diving. Gosh, that was a family trait.
Love a bit of skip diving.
Oh, it's the best. You'd be amazed what I found in a skip.
I know. I literally just did it recently with my son. We got some great stuff. Tell me about the salvage squad then. Okay, why did you take part in it? Why was that important for you to do?
Well, first of all, it was, you know, the issue about actually going out into the workforce as a female and a building trade is, you know, and I'm nearly 50, you know, you have to convince people all the time that you're able to do your job, which I'm really over. So when Salvage Squad approached me, then the ethos behind it about being sustainable and not wasting, well, that's pretty much, you know, I'm a child of the 70s. We didn't waste anything. So I'm cool again, thank goodness. And the ethos around actually, you know, using stuff that's absolutely available instead of constantly new. And the mentality about waste, it was just exactly the sort of thing I wanted to get involved with. And the team was incredible. We had such a good time doing it as well.
Brian Dowling, of course.
Ah, yeah, he was brilliant.
Absolute legend. We love Brian.
Ah, yeah.
Honestly, do you still have to kind of explain yourself to clients?
Well, not just clients. Like, you know, you'd be stood in front of a group of men or women and somebody would go, gosh, that's unusual. Jeez. A girl on the trades, wow. And you'd be like, okay, so I'm really not, I'm going to facially wrestle myself into not going, really, still? You know, and there's no wonder that that's actually why there's no women in this particular part of the trade. Because if it was available to it, there would be women doing it. Like there is in plumbing and electrics, it's not enough. And it's still a personality choice. You have to fight every day. And there's lots of people who are very welcoming, but the trade itself does not profess to women. It's not taught when you're a little kid. You're not given the opportunity to say, I could do this. It's a highly lucrative career. And FYI, we totally need more builders and carpenters. And why shouldn't it be men and women, you know?
Absolutely. I'm always giving out about tradespeople that I can never get one because they're all so busy.
Well, there's that. I mean, most of the people I work with and I'm approached are now women that have bought up houses alone, right? But, you know, you buy a house, you've nothing extra. So I can come in and actually show them how to use bits of furniture that they already have. You know, don't throw away all those skirting boards. Half of them are useful. We'll just match in the bits left and then you fill it and paint it and make it look like nothing. I mean, you can pull two by one out of skips and it's the panelling on your walls. It's a very easy thing to do. It's just the knowledge isn't given.
It's not there.
No, it's not.
It's definitely not there.
And when you're told you can't do something, you actually think you can't do something. And everyone can have a go at it. But thinking about not throwing away a piece of wood that took 200 years to grow to make into a piece of furniture, that's the shame of it, you know. And we all have bits of granny's furniture or floorboards or something, and there's loads of reclamation places that you can get stuff from, and workshops and building merchants are really good about helping you, and they leave stuff outside that's free and, you know, reclaimed as well.
And is that the whole idea behind the salvage squad, is reusing what we have?
Absolutely. And not throwing away anymore. I mean, landfill full of stuff that we can build and make something else out of is devastating. And it's awful.
And where do we go on a practical level? Okay, let's say someone is like, oh, that chest is annoying, or that skirting or whatever, it's going to be ripped up. Should we call our local carpenter or whatever, or some we know, and get ideas from them? Or is there...
The social media is rammed, packed, full of fabulous ideas. There's loads of how-to stuff. But I think actually having a go,
yeah,
and giving it a try, you know, lay it flat. Don't use something you're going to cut your hand off with. If you're going to use a tool, work out how to use it before you do it. Mm-hmm. But find what's the bit of that that's not working and fix it. I mean, work it out. And if you really aren't interested, you're not going to learn. But if this, you know, somebody has a relative that's handy with something, ask for help. There's going to be somebody on your road that knows why is that hinge not working? And I think people don't want to show that they don't know. There's a big shame of gaps in our knowledge. And, you know, the age old saying, oh, throw money at it, that'll work. We don't have those resources anymore.
No.
So actually going out and trying it, or also going, I mean, Ireland's amazing for the part-time courses, the night classes. There's huge
resources
for learning all sorts of stuff.
Are you constantly upskilling yourself now?
I am.
Oh, go on.
I am, yeah. I'm doing a part-time master's.
Okay.
It's only a couple of days a week, but it's a really interesting course.
The course in?
It's in design technology. And then I do a couple of professional courses in design and innovation. So that's going through, but I'm starting metalwork in January.
I know. Of course, you are.
Well, no, I've wanted to be able to weld my whole life. You know, if I can stick two bits of wood together, I want to learn how to stick two bits of metal as well.
Okay. Do you think there's still a snobbery in Ireland around getting a trade, or you think now where we are in 2023 that might be shifting a little bit?
No, I think there's definitely still a snobbery. But I think, you know, we had a massive amount of emigration 30 years ago. When I left, half the country left with me, basically. And that super saturation of, no, my child's going to get a qualification and be able to look after themselves and, you know, university. But the saturation of that is now, is there only people who are qualified to do jobs that actually don't exist as much?
Yeah, anymore, yeah.
Exactly. And there's that, no child of mine will do A, B or C. And then you go, well, actually, if your child had done that first, they could be a builder and then also go to university and not be in a ton of debt and already have a house.
Mm.
But that's a mind shift and a generation shift. And it's something I'm seeing happening. But I think the representation of it has to be much more obvious. And it definitely has to go back into the education for children at an early age all the way through. I mean, a long-term solution, perhaps. Short-term wise, you know what? There's people, I know cameramen and producers, and I know biochemists who've actually gone out and done plumbing courses because they make more money out of it. And actually, there's more need for it. So you're not finished learning at any point in your life. You're never physically able to not do and try something different. As long as you want to and you think you could, why not?
You're so right. I always wanted to do a mechanics course.
See? You could. I know a few colleges.
Do you?
I do. There's loads of them.
We'll chat. Julia, thank you so much for coming in. The final episode of The Salvage Squad is 8 p.m. on Sunday Virgin Media One. It is brilliant.
Yeah.
And listen, good luck in the welding course. Good luck with your master's. Good luck with your carpentry. Good luck in everything you do. And pretty inspiring stuff. And I think you're right. And it starts with conversations in the home as well, doesn't it? And how we speak to our children and how we speak to our daughters.
Absolutely, as well,
and our sons.
I mean, the other thing is in the carpentry trade itself, as opposed to the other ones, it's still very male dominated. You know, there's still porn on walls. There's no girls' toilets. There's no acceptability. You know, you're not supposed to come in. All of the imagery is girls in blokes' clothing, you know, pretending to be a man. I wear makeup every single time on site. I'm capable as a female to do anything I want. And I actually really want people to see their daughters are capable of so much more than just marrying well.
Absolutely. Well said.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare. Looking after you always.